Blog Talk Radio.
Ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That's someone that has a hateful attitude or means. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law, he meditates, he thinks about it day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. They are like the chaff, and the chaff is like a husk on grain. Have you ever roasted peanuts before? And when you open up the peanut shell, there is a very small, thin skin on that peanut. You rub it off, and then you get what's inside. So when you rub that thin skin off, that's the husk. That's what a shaft is. Of course, I know you know what that is. I just have to say that so that I can tell myself. But I like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. So, you ungodly, you will not stand before God. You're just going to go straight to the burning fire. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I've read to you from the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Let's pray to our Father, sheep. Our Father in heaven, we sheep come to you in thanksgiving for your constant protection from natural disasters here in Detroit, Michigan, for your forgiveness, for your long suffering, for your favor. We thank you, God, for giving us good health, sane mind, love, joy, peace, happiness, wealth, wisdom, education, and prosperity in all things. We thank you, God. Amen. Hi there, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep Show, and I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. Now, those of you who have been listening to me for a while know to have your New King James Version of the Bible. Sheep, have you ever wondered where can we get the original Bible that King James had it scribed, transcribed from? Well, that's incorrect, but nonetheless, have you ever wondered where can we get that particular book? I want you to have a cold glass of water, but sometimes that may be the only water you'll drink all day long, and you know water is good for your system. Now, we left off in the book of Daniel, the Old Testament book of Daniel, at chapter 11, verse 11. And we're going to pick up reading there. But I want you to understand and know that chapter 11 is a continuation from chapter 10, where Daniel had a dream. And this man has come to help Daniel explain the dream. And in this dream, he has explained it to Daniel about the, let's see, he's explaining to Daniel about the prophecies concerning Persia and Greece. So turn with me, turn your Bibles to Daniel chapter 11, and we're going to pick up at verse 29. I also want you to know the reason why we're reading Daniel is because a few months back we read the entire chapter of a book of Matthew, and there was mentioned the abomination of desolation found in Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, and I had no answer for it. We are coming up to the answer today. As a matter of fact, when you read down to verse 31, chapter 11, it's going to mention the abomination of desolation, and hopefully I will be able to give you an understanding that I have come to believe. Now, this is about the northern king and his blasphemies against God. Now, blasphemies are sentences or things that are said that it's like denouncing God. It's some, or cursing God, or he detests God. So these are blasphemies from the northern king. Let's get started. Daniel chapter 11, verse 29. Let's read. At the appointed time, and again, this is the person that is telling Daniel the dream. He's telling Daniel the meaning of his dream. At the appointed time, he shall return and go toward the south, but it shall not be like the former or the latter. He won the last time. For ships from Cyprus, and Cyprus is an island like in the Mediterranean Sea. As I once told you, this Bible was translated by a European, but it's written by people who are in like Arabic countries and in Africa. Let's start at verse 30 again in chapter 11 of Daniel. For the ships from Cyprus shall come against him. Therefore he shall grieve. And grieve means to have mental anguish or sadness. He shall grieve and return enraged against the Holy Covenant. Well, the Holy Covenant, I tell you that we need to get into an ancient history class because we would know more about what they're talking about. Then a covenant is a binding agreement. You know, it's a contract, like when you sign to, when you purchase a house or a car. So he was enraged against the Holy Covenant and do damage. So he shall return and show no regard for those who forsake. And forsake means to abandon or to leave the Holy Covenant. So let me read that again, because he is going to show favor to those who abandon the Holy Covenant. That's verse 30 again. Verse 30. For ships from Cyprus shall come against him, therefore he shall be grieved and return in rage against the Holy Covenant and do damage. He shall return and show regard for those who forsake the Holy Covenant. And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile. Defile, that means to corrupt, make dirty, or pollute the sanctuary fortress. And you know, of course, you know the sanctuary is another word for temple, a mosque, or your church. And I found that the writers in this book, they were very intelligent. They used big words. And then they shall take away the daily sacrifices. And I'm thinking that's daily prayers that we pray. And place them, and place there the abomination of desolation. So this gives me an opportunity to try to explain to you my understanding what the abomination of desolation is. And you can see some of it happening now. They're making laws, changing laws in the United States, where in some states where same-sex can have legally bind, and that's going against the law of God. It's the abomination of desolation, in my view, is the removal of God's law. You've heard some of these preachers, they may say that we're under grace. The Old Testament doesn't count anymore. Well, see, I totally disagree with them. And I'm going to tell you why. I want you to turn quickly to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. And let's see, I think it's verse 17. We read this. This is what Jesus is saying. Do not think I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And this is where some preachers, I think, have gone wrong. They give too much credence or accept what Paul has said, when in my view, we should be accepting what God or what Jesus has said, not what Paul. Paul was I think he called himself a minister. He did what I do. He teaches, or I would not like to say teaches, because in Matthew it tells us that we should not call each other's teachers none but one. And it also tells us that we should not call anyone father. I think that's in Matthew 23. While I'm in Matthew right quick, I'm going to try to find that. But it's important that I get back to the abomination of desolation. Matthew 23. Yeah, it's Matthew 23, verse 9. Do not call anyone on earth father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not call anyone teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. So we need to get that right if we don't know it. And also some of the laws, I'm about to go back to Daniel. But I just want to stress this. In the book of Leviticus, it tells you no tattoos. Don't disfigure yourself with tattoos. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 28. And it also tells you in Leviticus chapter 18, verses 22 and 23. No same sex. So what is it that you don't understand? This is where the abomination of desolation is coming in. Let's go to Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And it tells you there that he's going to try to change the laws and times. Let's see here. We're in Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. He shall speak pompous words against the Most High. Pompous, he wants you to think that he is higher than God. Let's continue reading. And he shall intend to change times and laws. So this is what the abomination of desolation is about. It's about changing God's laws for himself and for the people to rule by. And that's what one of the things Satan is mad at the human race's race. He is jealous of us because God favored us. And he wants us to die with him. He wants us to go to hell with him. Let's pick up reading at verse 32. It says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. You know, that's great deeds in Acts. We're going to carry out great deeds in Acts for God, because we're not fooled. And we're trying to tell the few listeners that I have. When you're in a church and that pastor or person says, we're under grace, we are under grace, but we are still under those old laws and whatever is in the Old Testament. You don't give those up. Those people may not know themselves, so they are misleading you, in my view. Let's pick up at verse 33. And those of the people who understand shall instruct many. Yet for many days they shall fall by the sword and flame, by captivity and plundering. You know, plundering is to take something that is it's to take something by force. It's to rob, you know, or something that's stolen. Pick up at verse 34. Now when they fall, they shall be aided with a little help, but many shall join with them by intrigue. Intrigue is like by scheme or plot. And some of those of understanding shall fall, to refine them, purge them, and to make them white until the time of the end, because it is still for the appointed time. Then the king shall do according to his own will. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, and speak blasphemies against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath or anger or rage has been accomplished. For what has been determined shall be done. He shall regard neither the gods of his fathers nor the desire of women. Now, what is that saying to you? I know what it's saying to me. Nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above them all. But in their place he shall honor a god of fortresses and a god which his fathers did not know. He shall honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus he shall act against the strongest fortress, for with foreign gods. Let me start reading verse 39 again, because that, what I read doesn't make sense, quite sense to me. Listen. Thus he shall act against the strongest fortress with a foreign god, which he shall acknowledge and advance its glory. He shall cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain or for price. Now we're still talking about the northern king. Let's pick up reading at verse 40. At the time of the end, the king of the south shall attack him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, horsemen, and with many ships, and he shall enter the countries, overwhelm them, and pass through them. He shall also enter the glorious land, and I show you that glorious land, I think, is Israel. And many countries shall be overwhelmed, but these shall escape from his hand: Odom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. And prominent means they are widely known or well-known people. He shall stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape, but he shall have power over the treasury of gold and silver, and over the precious things of Egypt. Also the Libyans, the Ethiopians shall follow at his foothills. Excuse me. And the Ethiopians shall follow at his heels. But news from the east and the north shall trouble him. And I'm thinking that the east might be China or someplace like that. Therefore he shall go out with great fury to destroy and annihilate. Annihilate is another word for destroy. Many. Verse 45. He shall plant the tents of his palace between the seas and the glorious holy mountain. Yet he shall come to his end, and no one will help him. And that's what's going to happen to the oppressor. And he knows this. And this is why he's doing all that he can to take what he can. But it's going to be of no avail to him. What we're going to do, sheep, is pick up reading at chapter 12 next time, if the good Lord is willing. Now, the one thing that I want you to know that I have come to believe about the abomination of desolation is that this northern king, whoever is in power, he is going to try to remove God's laws and statutes. And we sheep must not do what he said. We are, just remember, the book of Leviticus tells you the laws and statutes, as well as Exodus, I think it's chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, that gives us the Ten Commandments. And then in Proverbs 6 and 16, it tells us not to shed innocent blood. You know, you do not go out and abort your unborn child or anything like that. That's important to God. And if you would not want your parent to abort you, would you? You want to live. I know I want to live. So it's important that we live by God's rules and not man-made rules. And that's what the abomination of desolation is, a man-made rule that will send you to hell. He doesn't care about you. I want you to get this book. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eadie. You spell his last name, E-A-D-I-E. And, you know, sometimes you may ask someone to pray for me, but you're continually doing the same thing. You're constantly eating the same foods that's making your body sick. You have to change. And just like, if you're going to believe in God, those things that you're doing, you have to stop doing those. You know? You cannot. God just does not accept everybody into his kingdom. There are going to be a lot of us. But though we are the ones who have changed from what we're doing, what we used to do, we no longer do those things. Let's have a closing word of prayer. And after that, I'll put my theme song back on. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for your constant protection from the evil one who constantly protects us, who constantly tries to get us to do evil or bad. We thank you for protecting us. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debt. We thank you for giving us peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, sheep, take God along with you wherever you go. And if it is God's will, I will be with you next time. Forever.
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our